I'd like now to welcome Webster Young. He is a composer, he's a writer, and he is here to tell us about something that's happening at El Museo Cultural, which is a display of giant scenic backdrops from the Metropolitan Opera. Welcome, Webster, to the Radio Cafe.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So, these are from 1928 by Joseph Urban. Tell us about these backdrops. Why should people go see them? What are they?
Well, these are historic painted scenic backdrops from the old Metropolitan Opera House, and they were bought in the 1950s by an opera enthusiast when the Metropolitan Opera moved up to Lincoln Center, and nobody has anything like this. It's very difficult these days to obtain scenery that's been in production at the Metropolitan Opera.
Were they for specific operas?
Yes. Two of the drops are from the 1928 Manon, and that opera premiered with the great tenor Beniamino Gigli as the leading tenor. And another of the drops is kind of a generic ballroom drop that was used for Die Fledermaus, La Rondine, operas that need a sort of Germanic-style ballroom, Rosenkavalier.
Now, you are going to be talking about these amazing objects tomorrow night at 7:30, and these are going to be on view only on Wednesdays at El Museo, is that right?
That's right, unless we add more days at the end, which we may do.
Right. And so you will be talking about opera, about these sets, about the history of opera scenery?
I'll be talking about the provenance of the drops, which is quite an interesting story. I'll try not to give it all away here.
Okay.
But
give us a hint.
This scenery was bought by a Long Island shoemaker or shoe repairman who won the $64,000 question on television.
That's hilarious. And actually, of all the things he could have bought.
Yeah, and the incident is so well known that it was referred to in the movie Game Show, where they don't mention him by name, but they mention some of the dialogue says, even a shoemaker has won.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Now, you are going to be releasing a memoir called Berkeley Paris Express. And what's that? That's coming out in a few weeks?
Yes, at the third Wednesday we'll begin the book release. We'll have copies there and I'll sign them.
So that's Wednesday, May 23rd?
Yes, that would be the third Wednesday we'll start having the books there.
At El Museo?
Yes.
And what's it about?
It's a memoir of studying music and painting, starting in Berkeley, California, and going to Paris, France, and then the Juilliard School. And it is a memoir, but it's mainly about ideas of art, and I hope that by the time someone is through reading this book, they would have an idea of how art could be more meaningful in our times.
What's the Berkeley piece of it?
Well, I first studied music at UC Berkeley in 1968, and I also met my mentor at that time, who is a painter, a brilliant expressionist painter who's never had a showing, and even to this day he hasn't, and so I have 12 of his paintings in the book, and about a third of the book is about him.
Now, you have you're a classical composer, but your mentor is a painter.
Yeah, it's interesting because actually, I think I was fortunate because painting is easier to tell a story and to show meaningful things. Music is very abstract, and as a student, it was difficult for me to... I felt that music could have meaning, but none of my teachers believed that music could have any specific meaning. So... part of my search was to understand how music has meaning.
Very interesting. And so you explore this in your memoir?
Yes.
So we're talking to Webster Young, And once again, the display of giant scenic backdrops from the Metropolitan Opera, painted in 1928 by Joseph Urban. These backdrops will be on view at El Museo Cultural here in Santa Fe on Wednesday, so tomorrow, the 9th of May, and then again the 16th, 23rd, and 30th, and then June 6th. And there's the doors open at 7 o'clock. There's a talk at 7:30, and on the third of those Wednesdays, the 23rd, Webster Young will be talking about his memoir, and it will be available for people. And there is a charge to get in, and it all benefits El Museo Cultural.
Yeah, so tomorrow is a preview. It's a lower price. And also, I should add that we're going to have costumes on display from the Old Met as well. We added that to the show because our best backdrop is still arriving.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
And when will it be here?
I think, again, in two Wednesdays.
Oh, okay. So you can pace out your Wednesdays, ladies and gentlemen, and come once or more than once. Webster Young, composer and writer, thank you so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.